You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 200. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hello! Welcome to episode number 200. How did this happen? This is so great. It's so great. Sometimes you wonder, I don't know, if you're human, you wonder if you're going to be able to stick with something that you commit to. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. A lot of times, I think people don't, right? Because it takes some gumption, it takes some dedication. And this certainly isn't about being shamey for anybody who doesn't stick with something. There are a lot of reasons that make very good sense why you choose not to. But in the case of being specific to something like a podcast, in the case of creating something I love, that really kicked off Creative Thursday for me. I loved this before I knew anyone else would enjoy it. And that's really a sign that you're doing something aligned with you, your purpose, your passion. It's not that I would say, oh, it doesn't matter if nobody likes it, but on some level, it kind of has to feel that way because it has to light you up first. And then that inspiration, that inspired feeling of being lit up is really what attracts other people to you. And in the case of your artwork, in the case of your podcast, in the case of anything that you're choosing to share with others. So the thing about sticking with it, though, and this episode, I'm just going to talk to you about hiding and ask you, are you hiding? And you may think, well, Marisa, it seems like an odd topic for someone celebrating their 200th podcast episode, but I will share with you why this is precisely the right topic for today's episode. But before that, let me share a couple of quick announcements. One, it's the 200th episode of the podcast. I've never done this before, but I am preparing for the holidays Creative Thursday collector boxes, and I would like to send one to you. It's going to be filled with all kinds of surprises, all kinds of Creative Thursday surprises, and I invite you to leave a review this week. So from Thursday, is it September 3rd, until Thursday, September 10th, leave me a review here on the podcast, in iTunes. If you don't know how to do that, by the way, it's easiest to do in the app. Just scroll down to the bottom of the podcast inside the app and you'll see reviews, and you just click on leaving a review and you can just type it in. Sometimes you leave me the nicest comments and you'll send me a DM, and I thank you so much for that. I heard from you regarding last week's licensing podcast, and I'm so glad to know that it made a difference for you. If you just want to copy and paste, that's fine. I know I am guilty. I owe some of my favorite podcasters a review, so maybe I will try to give what I am also asking for and give some more reviews. It just takes a few minutes. I know I get really in my head and I want to leave just the right review. And this is what we're all about breaking today, is just getting out of our head. It's okay. It's okay if it's not perfect. You can just say, give it 5 stars and say, I love this podcast. I enjoy this podcast. It's the best the best gift for a podcaster is to know that what we're sharing with you makes a difference, especially as a non-sponsored podcast, especially as a labor of love, a passion to share with you. It just would mean the world to me. And so in celebration of the 200th episode, leave a review, take a screenshot, send it to me at hello@creativethursday.com. You can also DM me at Creative Thursday on Instagram, and you can just take a screenshot and post it there as well. I will enter you into the giveaway, and I will enter you in to win a Creative Thursday collector box. There's probably going to be an original painting in there. I'm just saying, among other treats just for you. So the giveaway is happening. Number two, save the date for September 21st, 2020. I have a lot of fun plans coming in September for both my collectors and my artists in business who are growing their business, wanting to sell more work, wanting to find more time for their creativity, wanting to feel inspired and empowered, all of the things. Just stay tuned. Save the date for September 21st. I have a fun event coming that I will be inviting you to. And oh my goodness. Okay, so I did a thing. On Friday, I had this burst of inspiration. I was thinking about this topic of hiding, and I was thinking about how I am really good at showing up, especially here on the podcast. And truth, it's my favorite medium. Other truth, I'm not on camera. And so it's, I don't know if it feels different somehow. I'm also someone who did maybe at least 50, probably 100 lives over the years, and was really into Periscope for a while when it first started. And I realized then that I missed podcasting. And simultaneously, if I'm being really honest with myself, I am still hiding. And that's not hiding as in I have a whole pile of secrets that I'm keeping from you. It's hiding as in I'm not playing full out in my life publicly. I'm not leaning in to what I have to share, who I am, and just fully owning that. And I know we can still show up and not have that dialed in. Believe me, you're listening to someone who feels that way. And you may say, Marisa, you show up fine. I see you. I hear you. And you're here. And I would say, yes, I am. And I will celebrate that and acknowledge that. But I know. So when I ask you this question, are you hiding? Only you will know to what degree you are hiding. And it really comes down to, I've talked about this before, but it's just reaching a point where I know I can't go where I want to go unless I fully lean into this. And if there's one thing I've learned this year, it's what are we waiting for? Even on a level beyond a level I've ever felt before. I've always lived that way. It's one of the reasons why I'm here. But as I was about to lead into this point, the reason we hide is just worrying about how we're going to be judged, about an opinion someone's going to have. And right now it can feel really tempting to hide because people are really quick to try and potentially ruin your career or highlight your mistakes publicly or shame you or judge you publicly and do so in a very volatile and mean way. Truth. But the other truth is that can't be a reason why you don't share who you are and what your purpose is in this world. And I'm not talking to someone who has no desire to share. I support you. I respect you. I am talking to you who know what I'm talking about, who have a desire, who have a pull, who have a nudge, either to share through the creation of your art in any expression from writing, film, music, dance, painting, photography, ceramics, sewing, design, anything, cooking, to podcasting, to teaching online, perhaps, or coaching or mentoring. Any or all of the above, you know who you are. And it truly is heartbreaking when you let those very common fears dissuade you from fully stepping into your power, your passion, your purpose. The more people we have lit up with purpose, the more people will feel inspired to light up with purpose. The more humanity that is lit up with purpose, the more joy and peace I believe we will have. I know that might sound kind of pie in the sky, Pollyanna, super optimistic. I'm used to that. That's kind of how I've been most of my life. But I really think a lot of discomfort, a lot of the volatility, the meanness, the judging, the inequalities is born from our own pain, our own traumas. And rather than heal that, rather than believe in what's possible for us, we project it onto other people and we hurt them. Because momentarily it feels like we've gained some power that way. And in the long run, we've absolutely just lost more power. And I know that art, making art, sharing art is one of the ways to heal. So, you know, I'm always encouraging that. And now I'm also adding to this conversation today in particular and asking you just to ask yourself the question and be really honest. You don't have to tell me or tell anyone. Just, are you hiding? And even if you're not trying to be on a stage out in the world somewhere, are you hiding in your own family? Are you feeling like you can't be yourself with your friends? As part of this, I started to launch into the podcast. I agreed because I feel like I've been hiding and I've got to get out of my own head. I've been overthinking and I've been second guessing, and I have also reached this beautiful place. Thank you to the closing of that series. So much internal weight has been lifted, and there's so much clarity that has come from everything I've been working on the past couple of years that I feel I have the space to really dedicate to evolving within my art now. Something I've been wanting to do. And I don't know the process and I don't care. I think some artists evolve and then share it when they're done or have a sense of direction. I don't fully know what the direction's going to look like. I have a sense, but because I'm someone who wants to control, who's in my head a little bit too much about all of this now, the more I know, the more I can get in my head instead of really lean into my intuition as I did in the beginning when I knew a lot less. It's time for me to let go a little and jostle up my routine. Not that, I know if you're a podcast listener, you're thinking, Marisa, I think you do pretty good at this. I do. I have been out of my comfort zone consistently for 5 years, at least, and pretty much the whole time I've been doing this. Let's be honest. If we're in this space and we're doing this work, we're out of the comfort zone. However, there are always new levels to that, and I've just felt a little predictable, and I know one of the ways I discover new insight is by sharing with you. So what I was starting to say is I don't know the process of how an artist evolves. If they evolve off to the side and then present it when it feels put together, I am going to let you in on the process. That's probably one of the best things I did with Creative Thursday was saying, I'm self-taught. Hi, I'm going to do this. Let me invite you into the journey. And I know that it had a very big ripple effect in inviting a lot of artists to do the same. And so I invite you, if you are beginning on this journey, if you've been at it for a while, found some success in a style, a color palette, a medium, and you want to break out a little and do something different, which can be a whole other level of scary, then I invite you to come on the journey with me. And so the thing I did was committing to 30 days, not necessarily consecutively, but not also spread a year or two apart as is what happened when I did this, when I started vlogging. When I had my blog and I discovered that you could record a selfie, like a self video of yourself on your laptop, I promised myself, I did the same thing. I thought, I have to get out of my comfort zone. I have to put myself on video and I have to record myself on this video. And it was so challenging. Oh my goodness. But it was the beginning of what gave me the skills to do this, to do live video, to come back to teaching, to public speaking. It really did serve a purpose, but it was like, what do you say, squeezing lemon from the stone? It was really hard. And I would put it off, but I did succeed in 30 days. I do promise to put these a little closer together. As soon as I hop off of this podcast, I'm going to do day two. And excuse me, car driving by fast. There's a podcast. This is a place of podcasting. I'm going to hop off and do day two right away. And one of my goals, this may help with the podcast, my listeners, you know this, is to do these in 5 minutes or less. I'm sharing on Instagram. I'm sharing on Facebook right now. I'm doing it to both places. I want like a one and done. We'll see how it evolves. And it's 30 days of creative epiphanies with Marisa. Day one went up on Friday. It is admittedly a little bit longer because I gave some backstory, some inspiration, like I've shared with you here. And I included it in day one, and day two is coming now. And the ideas are flowing. I also invite you to send me a request, DM me any ideas. When I say epiphany, it can be anything from inspiring your creative practice to, I used to keep a blog category called Thoughts on Things, to a mindset tip, to business tip, of course, to my favorite art supplies. We'll see what comes from this. That's the fun part of it. And also the, what did I get myself into? Because I woke up on Saturday and I thought, oh no, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to. And that's why I need to. Because the reason I don't want to is because I'm too in my head about how it will all be received. And I do care less in many ways. I have gotten stronger in this part of my journey, and I've been open with you along the way. This is not a new discovery for me. But as I keep growing, I keep hitting another little ceiling that I've put in place. And there were times before where I didn't feel like I had the energy to give to it. And there are times now where I do. So it's time to step up again. And this is one of the ways I'm doing that. Now, I also invite you, whether with me, let me know you're doing something, or just for yourself. Anytime we do something for 30 days or we commit to 30 drawings, or challenges are so popular for this reason because they can change us. They can change your art style. I don't know what will be born out of this. Some brand new ideas could come from this experience, because when you open that channel creatively on any level, in any expression, it does something. It's an invitation to your muse, and that's the best part. But as I was saying, 5 minutes or less, partly to make it quick so it doesn't feel like this big time commitment, minus all the time I'm fretting about doing it. No, not really. I actually do love going live. But I don't I don't always like expressing outward. I need time to go inward, which will be some of what I'm going to talk about in day two. But the reason for the 5 minutes or less is to see if I can also become a more concise storyteller, message sharer, and also leave room for inspired tangents. Of course, I think it's part of my signature style at this time, but I know I can shorten things. So there's also just a practical element of let me practice and see what happens if I can condense it down. So on that note, I thank you so, so much for listening. This is really incredible that I'm recording to you from my 200th episode. I started, the first 50 were done over 11 years. Is it 11 years? Okay, I can't do the math. I don't have it in front of me. I started in 2006. I did 50 off and on. I would often retreat. I would do what I'm talking about right now. I got shut down. I shut myself down. Nobody shut me down. I shut myself down. And so you would see me come forward and then retreat and come forward and then retreat. So for me to take this podcast this far has in itself been an accomplishment for me. Maybe that's also why I feel comfortable taking this next step and seeing where that leads. And I have been going live on Facebook related to the podcast. I have done that as well, but many times I really just want to be quiet and I want to paint, which is okay too. But as I share with my expansive artists, the way that you reach people is by being present, being consistent, showing up, sharing of yourself. Not just your art, but yourself as well, sharing your stories. And one of the ways I do that is giving you a transparent peek into what I'm doing on this creative journey that I started and inviting you to do the same if you feel inspired, if it gives you some extra courage. I know I've said it a million times, but I'm really thankful for all the people who share because they give me bravery every day. They really do. So thank you. If you're out there and you're sharing, I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your notes. I appreciate your reviews. I will look for them and include you in the giveaway this week through September 10th to have a Creative Thursday collector box delivered to your door. And save the date for September 21st and come join me on Instagram. I'm not having specific times, so I'm also observing where my energy is in regards to sharing, because sometimes I think if you can just allow yourself, if you're able to in your schedule, allow yourself to show up when your energy has peaks. And many times mine is at the beginning of the day and also at the close of the day. So we'll see. It's probably either of those moments. I will hop on. I'm in Los Angeles, Pacific time, and I will share with you. But the replay will also be on Facebook, and it will be in my IGTV. And I was playing around with some graphics today. It feels like something new wants to come through there as well, and it felt like moving through molasses. I don't know if you want to see a bunch of my talking heads on Instagram, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to be in my head about it. I'm just going to allow this to be an experiment on many levels because I also have this vision of creating digital drawings to go with each episode, but that might be rather ambitious, but we'll see. We'll see. I will also say, just for the record, and save the date for January because we're going to do something fun with this too. I successfully accomplished a plan through early 2021. And yes, I know everything could look very different than it currently does. I'm really open to that at this stage of the game, but I cannot tell you how amazing it feels. And how I also recognized the areas that I was stacking too much and just let it be okay to pull back. So I share that with you because I've talked at length about that. I'm really passionate about discovering somewhat of a system for myself, and I've been working towards it for, seems like it shouldn't take this long, but for a couple of years of trial and error, in particular, trying to dial this in. And so I will look forward to sharing more with you because it's a question that I get asked and I'm so curious all the time how other people manage what they do and show up with grace and ease. Sometimes it's a facade, I know, but some people really do find peace within all of this, and I intend to be one of those people. And today, well, yesterday was definitely one of those moments for me. At the moment, Pepita, this is a place of podcasting. At the moment, I feel a little bit nervous. I'm going to go do day two and then record a special tutorial for the Expansive Artist. Can't wait to share with them. So just to recap, the giveaway, send me an email at hello@creativethursday.com with a screenshot of your podcast review. Send it to me in a DM at Creative Thursday on Instagram. I will announce the winner not next week, but the week after. And join me for 30 days of creative epiphanies with Marisa in 5 minutes or less on Instagram and Facebook, and save the date for September 21. Okay, 2020. Thank you again for being an awesome listener, for supporting the podcast, for tuning in, for your kind messages. And until next time, friends, wishing you a beautiful creative week. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow creatives to inspire them. Hopefully the stories that I'm sharing will create some momentum for them to pursue. I was just thinking about this. I just encourage you to pursue living a life you love, finding your purpose, following your passion, believing in what's possible, building your dream business, just making more time for your art and creativity. And be sure to leave a review on the podcast this week to celebrate the 200th episode to be entered into a giveaway for a very special super surprise Creative Thursday collector box. All right, friends, thank you again for listening.